Yeah, very introvert person. He wouldn't have told me anything. So that's very important. We learn so many things from asking. So it's always good to ask. Never to hesitate. Not through curiosity or inquisitiveness or anything, but plain asking. Yeah.
But how each one's word, if you call it that, is accepted by Baba. And Baba, the jeweler, alone knows the word, because sometimes we are apt to be led by outward appearances where, and Baba would play along, or he would even start it, and then he would pull us up by making a remark about one or the other of his mandalas that really made us realize, as Eero says, that one of the family, one didn't realize, For instance, in the last year or so, Duncan, we always would say that because he wrote The Wayfarers, he was affected a little bit of that must-like quality that he was. So someday, something had happened, Baba called Duncan here, he'd come immediately. He was, as Baba himself once remarked, he'd been faithful to the end. So something happened, so somebody joked about him. Francis Brabazon made a little familiar joke, and as a family person, not laughing at Duncan, but some joke. And Baba played along, and this went on. It became a little more developed. And Baba suddenly cut it short, and he said, "Remember Francis," referring to Duncan. "Remember Francis, he's a better man than you." And it goes to Francis's credit. He immediately, "Yes, I know that." But that's how Baba did it. Or for Baidu. We could all be very clear in the sense that some of the things that Baidu would do was peculiar, to say the least. His curiosity, for instance, was totally exceptional. His exceptional qualities, let's call it that. So, like, for instance, Baba himself would say, "And when I come into the Mandali hall, all the other men Mandali are here, but Baidu always comes last and irritates me, but he does it every time." And they could hear him shuffle, you see. And then this door used to be closed on a latch, semi-latch, so you can open the door from outside and you can open the door from inside. And Baidu, and they're all watching. Baidu would put his walking stick in, back, and pull the door open. And there again, Baba would say, "Look." So Baba said something, and the others joined in laughing, joking about it. Immediately, Baba pulled them down. After a while, pulled them in and said, "But remember how he has served me, what hardships he has endured for my sake." And immediately, that perspective, he would allow us to be, as a family, but we must remember the work that Baba tells us is the jeweler. What Duncan was, what Baidu was. Actually, Dr. Duncan was the one who represented all of the West in the new life. He was the one English or Western who was in the new life. And there were some things that happened, and it's amazing that he was strong. He loved walking. Mountain climbing was in his family's habit and enjoyment, recreation. They were famous, not just mountain climbing, but Duncan has done quite a bit of mountain climbing too. But mountain climbing is easy, but just being with Baba is far more difficult. It's sometimes just about impossible. So his choosing the new life was a tremendous, because you lose yourself, all your privacy, your wants, where you cannot even indulge in expressing a feeling. where you have not even the freedom to look sad if you are feeling sad. You know, the new life has tremendous bindings of all sides. And so one of the things with John, a personal weakness, a physical weakness, you might call it, was that if he went without eating something for so many hours, he would start trembling inside. He would just, you know, you wouldn't see it. But that's how I was told he described it. And he would just start trembling. And he had to eat something at that time. If it not, it was torturous. So now in the new life, when they're walking, and Baba's ahead, and all the men are following, and there are other stories, beautiful stories about the others too, about Dr. Gani and all. But to tell you about John, he started getting that. So Baba, you know, we women were at the back. We women were at some distance from the men. But we were given by Baba things to carry, like orange or a sweetmeat. I don't know where it came from. I don't know. We don't know the mechanics of it. All we know is we were given this to carry in our brass pot. Because Baba would suddenly want to give something to a passerby, and he would give it to Eresh to go and give it to that man, or give it to Eresh and say, go to that person, bow down, put your head on his feet, and give. So Eresh was acting as a proxy. It was Baba who was doing it. So Baba came, and he had to walk back to us women to contact us, and if he needed anything, then go back. So he was all the time walking much more than what the others were. So Baba came and asked for an orange, and he gave him, and he went and gave it straight to John. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Happy said a word he couldn't even change his expression. Mm-hmm.